I did something Saturday night that I hardly ever do. I try to keep things pretty positive on Twitter because there's just no value in engaging negativity on Twitter. And I know that that's what seems to dominate, but that's not the kind of stuff I want to do in my free time. I've got enough turmoil when I'm on the air for 15 hours a week. I don't need that in my personal private time. For example, the stuff I tweeted about this weekend, there was an eagle in my backyard. Beautiful, majestic, going after a critter. And I put a picture of the eagle up on Twitter. My dog, Buddy. Oh, I'll tell you this story in the Fastest 15. It's so sad. It's heartbreaking. We think Buddy broke his tail this weekend. He's sad. So I'll talk about that in the Fastest 15. But then I did one other thing on Twitter that I shouldn't have done. But I saw something that really ticked me off involving a local political figure. Ron Sims was King County executive. He was the chair of the Sound Transit Board during that agency's absolute nadir. Its very worst period was with Ron Sims at the helm. And Ron Sims wanted to be governor of Washington. And even Dave Ross said on the air, well, it's pretty clear, if Ron Sims wants to be governor, he's going to have to go on Dory's show and answer the criticisms. Because I was tough on Ron Sims. I was very tough on him. And for a very, very good reason. And Ron Sims finally agreed to come in and do an in-studio interview with me. Now, what he did not know was that I had a source, rock solid, who had access to Sound Transit finances. And Ron Sims came on my radio show, and they were trying to get Sound Transit 2 passed. And the deal was with Sound Transit 1, which was a disaster. The Sound Transit 1 is 13 years behind schedule, tens of billions of dollars over budget, and he's one of the main reasons why. And so I said, because all of that was clear to me, one of the deals with Sound Transit, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, because I really want to talk about how ultimately sad what happened this weekend made me. But just so you have a full picture here. Sound Transit 1 promised we will get to the U District with these Phase 1 dollars. And as I said, I had access to somebody who had access to the Sound Transit financials. And I knew that was an absolute impossibility. And as I said, they still aren't to the U District. They're to Husky Stadium. They are not to the U District yet. They're 13 years, tens of billions over budget. Behind schedule, over budget. Ron Sims wanted to get Sound Transit 2 passed by the voters. And he came into this studio. And I asked him, I said, are you going to be able to honor your commitment? You're going to get to the U District with the money that the voters, the taxpayers have already given you? He looked me right in the eye and he spoke to you right over this microphone. And he said, yes, yes, we have it. And I devastated the man. Because I had access to the books, and I knew he was lying. And he ended up stammering, and it was a horrible moment. And I'm proud to say it's likely one of the reasons, that Ron Sims never became governor of this state. I bring all of this up because Saturday evening, I saw a tweet from Ron Sims. Now, if you go to his Twitter profile, it talks about that he's a man of faith. His dad was a Baptist minister, I believe. And Ron Sims has always talked about how he's had faith guide him in his political career. And I was thinking, when I read this tweet from him over the weekend, it was, here, let me read to you his Twitter profile. Board Chair, Washington State Health Benefit Exchange, retired. Deputy Secretary HUD, former King County exec. So, Ron Sims this weekend tweeted, "It is time for this great nation to acknowledge that we must pray and keep praying for a change in our immigration policy. Our present border policies are inconsistent with the teaching of Jesus. Silence is the intimate companion of disinterest. Prayer works." I went crazy. I went crazy when I saw that. This lying scoundrel lied to me and to my listeners so he could secure another multi-billion dollar vote from the most criminally corrupt public agency in our nation's history. And so I wrote back on Twitter. And this is the part I haven't deleted the tweet, but this is not how I usually roll on Twitter. So I wrote back, "I must say, it's really weird to see Ron Sims tweet about Jesus when he so blatantly lied to me and my listeners about Sound Transit and its finances to bilk taxpayers out of billions of dollars. Have you asked Jesus for forgiveness, Ron? Do you want me to pull the tape of your lies? I'll pray for you." So that was Saturday night. And those are words that I do not say lightly. I'll pray for you. I know a lot of people say that, you'll be in my prayers. If I'm going to say that, I better live it. And Sunday morning, my wife and I were at church, and there was a moment for silent prayer. And I thought, I'm going to live what I said on Twitter last night. And I was praying for Ron Sims, who so easily, so comfortably lied to bilk people out of billions of dollars. I prayed for Jay Inslee, who lied about never raising taxes and then has signed off on the three biggest tax increases in our state's history. I prayed for Donald Trump, who lies all the time. And I felt helpless and sad in that moment, because I don't think anything. I truly believe, as a believer, I think God can do incredible things. I don't think politics is savable. The kind of people who are attracted and their addiction to power and money, I don't know how it changes. Maybe we can get some good people in who actually have faith. But, does Ron Sims pray, for the family of Ryan Thompson, the deputy who was murdered by an illegal, as he prays for changing our immigration policy? Do you pray for the Angel families? Do you pray for the people who have been, the survivors in the family of people who have been murdered by illegals, Ron? Do you pray for them? Do you pray? Your party has gone radical in favor of infanticide in New York, in Virginia. They signed bills. A woman can be in labor and they can kill that child as long as it's on the other side, as long as it's still inside the mom. Full 9 months, mom's in labor. Yeah, we can kill it if the mom will be depressed afterwards and one radical doctor says it's okay, then we can kill that child, that baby. Do you pray about that, Ron? I'm so sick and tired of hearing politicians. Yeah, Donald Trump on the campaign trail. proclaimed his deep faith and interview they asked him, what's your favorite verse from the Bible? He said, I'm not going to cite anything specific. I'm sure it's because he can't. I'm so tired of people who pretend to have faith, but all it is a way for them to exhibit their politics. And so in that moment of silent prayer on Sunday morning, I felt so helpless and hopeless about the kind of people who are attracted to politics and how it's all a game. I doubt if Ron Sims prays for the... I'm not going to say that. I don't know what he does. But I know he lies. I know he lied for the sake of politics, the supposed man of God. I know that he lied to take billions and billions of dollars from the people of this region. That I know. That I can say with certainty. And when you are praying about border policy, when you have proven to have so little character in the arena of politics and truthfulness, it made me upset on Saturday. It made me feel helpless and hopeless about where we are politically on Sunday morning.